We'll go on the record and come to order. The commission is hereby convened in open session, May 29, 2013, to consider the matter entitled Secretary of Labor versus S&S Dredging Company, docket number SE-2007-447-M. Present are myself, Chairman Jordan, Commissioner Young, and Commissioner Nakamura. We will start with an overview of the case presented by Rory Smith. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning. In this proceeding, arising under the Federal Mine Safety and Health Act of 1977, S&S Dredging Company contested a citation issued by the Department of Labor's Mine Safety and Health Administration for an alleged failure to timely correct a defect in equipment as required by 30 CFR Section 56.14100 subsection B. The dredging company is an independent contractor that dredges sand from a river at the Lithonia Mine Quarry in DeKalb County, Georgia. On May 3, 2007, MSHA Inspector Robert Knight visited the quarry and inspected a wheel loader that was owned and operated by the dredging company. Knight observed the steps leading to the loader's cabin were in a defective condition. Specifically, he observed that the bottom step of the ladder hung loosely by a set of chains, and accordingly, it was not stable enough for use. The second step on the ladder was in fact the first usable step. It was 3 feet off the ground. The surface of this step was bent and partially caved in. Petty Schultz, the owner of the dredging company, admitted that the steps had been in this condition for 2 years. As a result of his observations, Inspector Knight issued an order pursuant to Section 104D1 of the Mine Act to the dredging company for an alleged significant substantial violation of Section 56.14100 subsection D and attributed the violation to the operator's unwarrantable failure to comply with the standard. The operator contested the citation and the proposed civil penalty. Before the hearing, however, the operator stipulated that it had violated the mandatory safety standard. Accordingly, the only issue that remained before the judge was whether the citation was properly designated as significant and substantial and whether the violation was the result of an unwarrantable failure to comply on the part of the operator. On May 23, 2011, the judge issued a decision in which he concluded the violation was not significant and substantial. In evaluating the S&S designation, the judge stated that the injury, which he identified as sprains, possibly a broken ankle, was not of a reasonably serious nature, as neither required hospitalization, surgery, or a long period of recuperation, as required by the fourth element of the Matthews test. Accordingly, he vacated the citation's S&S designation. The judge further stated that based on the language of Section 104D1 of the Mine Act, an S&S designation is a prerequisite to demonstrating an unwarrantable failure to comply. The judge therefore concluded that since the secretary failed to establish a citation with S&S, the unwarrantable failure designation must also be vacated. On review, the secretary alleges that the judge inadequately addressed the record evidence and made findings that contradicted the stipulations of parties. Furthermore, the secretary asserts the judge erred in requiring the secretary demonstrate that a violation would contribute to an injury that has a lasting impact or a high likelihood of a long period of recuperation. The operator appeared pro se and did not file a brief in response to the secretary's petition. At this time, I can take any questions that you might have.
As I understand it, the vacating of the unwarrantable failure designation, though, was not appealed.
It was not appealed.
So we're just looking at the S&S.
Correct.
Okay. If there's no further questions, I think Commissioner Young, you're going to start off today.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just briefly, I would reverse and, I mean, pardon me, vacate and remand the case for assessment of penalty on the grounds that we've expressly affirmed that the types of injuries that the judge found were likely to occur in this case, and that's the important thing, are the type of injuries that qualify a violation as significant and substantial. If you've ever blown out an ankle or had a lower back strain, I don't know what the judge considers to be a lengthy period of recuperation. It'll change your life for about a month. Breaking an ankle is a serious injury, and we've held it to be such in the Maple Creek case, and I just would find that this is a situation where the judge's ultimate finding and conclusion on this issue is undercut by his previous findings of fact in the case and are legal determinations of what constitutes a significant substantial violation. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Young. Commissioner Nakamura?
For the same reasons, I would also vacate the finding and reverse the judge on the SNS determination and then remand for a penalty assessment. Also on the strength of the Maple Creek case, I think there that case involved an escapeway, and we found that the hazardous conditions at escapeway, I think it was water, a lot of water and muck in the escapeway, could result in slips and falls and result in leg and back injuries. And I think we even noted that there had been one miner who had fallen and sprained his wrist and strained his back. And based on that record, we upheld the SNS designation. So for those reasons, I would reverse the judge on SNS and remand it for penalty determination. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Nakamura. I would agree with my colleagues. I would also reverse the judge's determination that it was not SNS, and I would remand it for assessment of a new penalty. I agree with the analysis put forward by my colleagues that the type of injury the judge required, his standard was beyond that, too strict beyond that what the commission cases have required. We don't need Secretary doesn't need to demonstrate that you've had to have surgery or hospitalization. These type of injuries that the judge determined were likely to occur here, sprains, possibly broken ankle, would meet the reasonably serious nature for an SNS determination. So I would join them in reversing and remanding.
Just to clarify, I would reverse the determination that it was not SNS and find that it was SNS. I started to say that, and I'm so used to saying vacate and remand. And I misspoke. I just wanted to clarify that. I don't have any disagreement on that issue.
And thank you, Rory, for your help in analyzing the record here, and I know you've taken the time to meet with me, and I suspect maybe my colleagues, and looked at some of the exhibits and pictures and discussed the matter, so we appreciate that.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is that all right? So then we will move on. Anything from Office of General Counsel that you need to discuss with us while we're in the meeting? Okay. Thank you. Well, we'll take a minute to allow you to substitute the next attorney and the next matters coming before us.